So, here today, we've got a question, and this question is, if dragons, like, if they were exposed, I'm not going to say if they were real, because we don't know that for sure, nothing's been confirmed, but dragons are one of my favorite subjects to talk about, and I want to know, could they really fly? So, let's jump right into it. The reason why birds are able to fly is because they've got long, dense feathers, I think, and they've got hollow bones, and that helps reduce their weight limit and allows them to catch air currents. Dragons are special because they've got wings like a bat and a body like a reptile. So if we think about that, dragons, realistically, their wings would have to be huge to support their weight. They'd have to have hollow bones at the very least, and they'd need a lot of weight reduction. Because, like, dragons you see on Game of Thrones, or, like, pretty much any dragon show or movie you've ever watched, probably look like big, hulking masses, and, like, you don't really pay attention to the wings. And that's fine, and it works really well for some movies and themes. But you gotta think about this, like, the muscles of the wings would really have to be developed. There'd have to be a lot of... I've just realized something. One of the biggest mistakes you can make when drawing or writing about dragons is not stretch out the wing membrane. So, basically, most dragons have, like, a wing like a bat, but at the very bottom, there's nothing... Like, it just connects to the shoulder, and that's it. Nothing else. And that's a big mistake, because in order for a dragon to fly, it needs to be supported everywhere. And if it's just supported at the shoulder, then how it would fly would be like, ooh, I'm jumping off. I'm going to fly off this cliff. And then the head and body would be supported, and then the tail would drag it down, because that thing's too big. So, I'm going to guess that if dragons were really able to fly, they'd need around three things. One, bigger wings and expanded membranes. Two, light, hollow bones and weight reduction. And three, their tail and horns and as much like things as they can would have to be made of cartilage. Cartilage is the material on your fingernails, and it's the material that sharks are made of, actually. Shark bones are made of cartilage. Don't know if you knew that. You learn something more every day, right? cartilage is really cool because it's very lightweight. It's not as heavy as bones, and it can bend really easily. What's bad about this is, If your bones were made of cartilage and you leant on a wall, it's like you were just like being really cool, you're crossing your legs, then you would fall down. You would go splat because the bones aren't sturdy enough to keep you like that. So that's a problem, but they are really lightweight, so it'd be a cool transfer. And so how some people approach this problem of, like, dragons don't really look like they could fly is they'll do these things. They'll make it look like, have you ever seen cover art for dragon books? Or, like, maybe you've read How to Draw Dragon books, or you've seen really cool images, or you've watched it on shows and movies, again. Then you would notice that some movies will make expanded membranes, and they will make the dragon fairly small, and they'll make the wings bigger in comparison, and they'll make it look like they're pretty light. They won't make it super heavy. But here's the problem with that is, how do you make it look like both a fearsome creature that has much mass and power, but also make it able to fly? And what I think about this is, like, dragons, they can breathe fire, and that's another thing, is like, how do they breathe fire? We'll talk about that in another episode. But if dragons were, like, able to inhale gas, and then that would make them rise, and they could also use that for fire, and that would make them both fearsome and at least a little believable in flight. I don't know, what do you think? But, like, I think that the biggest thing here is expanded wing membranes, and that would mean that, like, maybe the wing membrane stretches almost all the way to the tail. Like, if you've ever seen a picture of a bat, the wings just don't connect at a teeny point like a triangle. No, they go down to the body, and they stay there, and they stretch there. And I think that makes it more believable. Also, the wings are pretty big compared to the bat. So bats are a really good example in this. Fun fact, bats are the only mammal that can fly. Isn't that cool? Like, actual flight, not like flying squirrel flight. And I think that dragons, it's like, there's another thing here. It's like, wyverns, I think is how you pronounce it, are a subspecies of dragon, and they use their wings as like their front arms. They only have four limbs. Their back legs, their hind legs, I suppose, and their wings. Whereas dragons usually have like six limbs, because they've got their wings, which count as limbs, and they've got their front legs and their hind legs. So yeah, that's kind of interesting. There are tons of different ways to portray dragons. None is right or wrong. But I think that it's like there's two main ways that dragons could fly believably. A, what I've talked about, and B is like they could inhale gases and make them rise for some reason. I have no idea, actually. I'm mainly confident in like they would have to have believable flight mechanisms. So let's talk about that. Actually, their flight mechanisms, their wings. Like, the bones in the wings would have to be really strong, and the muscles would too. So how do you have lightweight but really strong? It's like, that's an interesting balance. I think it'd be really hard to achieve. And evolutionary-wise, like these dragons, it'd be like they're lizards, and lizards kept growing bigger and bigger. I don't know. But like, where would the wings come in? And wings are essential for dragons, because you can have this big, like, giant lizard, and it can breathe fire, and you still wouldn't really call it a dragon. And so what a dragon needs is wings. The only problem is, like, they have to be believable. So, like, tiny wings on a dragon, not believable. It looks cute, it's not believable. Regular wings on the dragon, each wing is about around the size of the dragon itself. So basically, its wingspan is 2 times bigger than it, which is probably kind of crazy, but that is believable. But then, if you draw or like you see a dragon with huge wings that are like 10 times as big as it, then that's really believable, really terrifying, and it would actually work. So I think that you need bigger wings. That's pretty much like the essential things. Is like, you need the dragon to have bigger wings, and you need it to be lightweight. And while we're talking about this, let's think of like airplanes, okay? They have to hold mass in the center where humans are, and their wings are very lightweight, but they also have really big wings, and they are designed especially so that they can catch the wind. That's pretty cool. And then hot air balloons are like the other example I talked about, where like they have hot gas and that rises and pulls them up. So it'd be fun to like think, if its wings bring it up. Anyway, this episode is getting kind of long, and so I think I'm going to do a quick break, and I want you to think about how dragons would fly. Like, could they fly? How would they fly? Which one of these methods do you prefer? You got any other ideas? So we're just going to take a little break, and you can think about that. So pause right now. Okay. If you thought about that, then that's good. If you didn't, well, that's fine too. But I think that dragons, we can agree that whether they look believable or not, they are amazing. They're fearsome creatures with much power and majesty. And that's so far, we've been talking about Western dragons. It's like the typical European dragons that terrorized the countryside in medieval times. You probably know about those if you were on, like, that side of the world. But then, if we go over to Asia and India and that kind of place, I don't know about India, I'm sorry. Please correct me if I'm wrong. But if you go over to Asia at the very least, you have dragons who have no wings at all. Okay? They have magical powers that allow them to fly in the sky. And that's pretty cool too, actually. But these dragons are known as Eastern dragons. And Eastern dragons are very long. They look more like a snake than they do a lizard. They have no wings, and oftentimes they're depicted with like a pearl or like very cool, magnificent stuff. But they are not beasts that terrorize the countryside. They are keepers of myths and legends, and they are very magical and very mystical, and like humans will seek for them for advice, and like you will not harm one of these dragons. They control the rain, storms. They're very cool. But supposedly they use this power that they have to keep them afloat in the air, and they're kind of like beings of like the sky. And that is really cool too. But like, I think what I'm trying to say is like, you don't need to have wings to fly, because there are other methods of flying in fantasy. And the thing is, it doesn't really matter if your wings are tiny or if your wings are big when you have magic. So just think about that for a second. And no, I'm not saying that a dragon is going to be holding a wand going like, Wingardium Leviosa. I mean that they're going to be like, they're going to like, and they're going to fly up in the sky. And it's going to be really cool. And yeah. But thank you for listening. I hope that you enjoyed this short episode about if dragons would fly. And if you like what you hear, please like my channel. And what is this, YouTube? No, please like my podcast and follow it if you can do that. And I don't know, just consider doing that. And if you like what you hear again, then I'll be posting more episodes soon. So, goodbye.